friends, we are continuing the previous year on the topic of Mashichas HaMelech, Kelim, Mishkan, etc., based on the Sefer Ber Miriam, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin in the Rambam. And the previous year we saw Yisod that the Mashicha is not just a Maise, Minui, that you anoint the king, the Kohen Gadol, etc., in order to, the Mishkan, the Kelim, in order to enable them to do their job, but rather it makes a chalos, that now it's a different mitzias after you do the Mashicha. And we proved this and expanded upon it, and we saw neflaot mitorat Hashem. And now we are going to continue in Mirtza Hashem. In the Ramban ala Torah, at the beginning of Parashas Truma, Shmos Perakopei Pasuk Tes, he asks on Rashi, who explained to the Pasuk, Kohol Hashidim, Reos Chais Tavnis HaMishkan Ves Tavnis Kol Kelev V'chein Tasu, that Ledoros, if one of the Kelim gets lost, or if you make a Kli for the Beis Olamim, for the Beis HaMikdash, like Shulchanos and Menoros, Kioros and Mechonos, Shasa Shlomo, what Shlomo made, the Kelim for the Mikdash, you should make it Ketavnis Elu Tasu Osa, like this shape, this form, this form you should make v'chein tasu l'doros. It doesn't say chein tasu l'doros, it says v'chein tasu l'doros, including, it doesn't say, it says in the pasuk v'chein tasu, if it says chein tasu, that's it, this is what you should do. It says v'chein tasu, and so you should do for all the generations, and so you should do is including all the generations. So Rashi holds that the tavnis of the kelim for all the generations have to be like the tavnis of the Klei Mikdash. The Ramban asks on this, where does Rashi get that from? Shlomo has to make the same kelim in the same shape that they made in the Mishkan. What about the Mizbeach HaNechoshes that had a different size, a different shear than the Mizbeach in the Mishkan? So the Ramban has Shtar Kasha and Rashi, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh is Tamei on the Ramban. He says, what are you talking about? Look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Shavuos, Yuma. There the Gemara darshins explicitly, v'chein tasu l'doros. So when Rashi says that l'doros, the kelim have to have the same tavnis, Rashi is just learning that from the Gemara. And you can't say v'chein tasu is not talking about the shear of the kelim, but rather on the Melech, the Navi, the 71 of the Sanhedrin, who sanctify it, no. Because who says? Man Mephis Dafgalinyan says, who says? Maybe it's going on the Shear of the Kelim also. Now that, the Gemara says that you should also have to have Mashiach's Kelim Ladoros. If the Ramban is correct, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Chayin Tasu wasn't said about everything. Why does the Gemara ask that Mashiach's Kelim should also be required the Doros? So therefore it must be that it was Pasha to the Gemara that V'chein Tasu is going on everything, and therefore they asked about Mashiach. So how did the Ramban write there's no din of V'chein Tasu L'Doros? So he left it with a big plea on the Ramban, which says there's no din of V'chein Tasu L'Doros. However, B'Pashtus, the opinion of the Ramban is that V'chein Tasu is not talking about the tavnis, the form, shape, but rather on how you sanctify them. That if in the Mishkan it has a Shem Mishkan with a Beis Din of 71 and a Melech and a Navi, and so too the Doros. 71 Melech and a Navi. That's how you made it holy. And therefore the Ramban also holds that Mashicha is a means to making it holy. So if you've made it holy with anointing in the time of the Mishkan, then it should be Lidoros. And that's why the Gemara asked for Mashicha. But the Ramban holds that when it comes to Tavnis, that's not Lidoros. So Ramban is understanding that the Mashicha is a means to making it holy. Not like our Yisod. However, Rashi And so is the Pashtus, like the Archaim says, holds that V'chein Tasu is also going on the Tavnis. And that the Ramban asked about the Mizbeach HaNachoshes that Shlomo made, the Maharal writes in his Gur Aryeh that Kitavnisan is only going on the Kelim, not the Guf HaMikdash. Because the Vaday, the Guf HaMikdash, the Etzim structure of the Mikdash, is not similar to the Mishkan. A Mizbeach is a Dover Kavuam, and Mela, that like the Mikdash itself, and that can't be learned from the Mishkan. That we don't say Kitav Nisam. Kitav Nisam is only talking about the Kalim and not the structure. And look in the Chasim Sofer and the Chuvas Yaradeya, Simon Reish Lamed Vav. So now we can say as follows, that according to what we learn, in V'chein Tasu, you have really two inyanim. Number one, how they become holy. This V'chein Tasu, and so you should do, is how it becomes holy. And that's also Ladoros. And this, how it should be done, is a din based in of Ayin Aleph, a Kohen and a Navi. And then there's a second din of Kitav Nisam, that they have to have the same Kalim Ladoros. But the structure of the Mikdash doesn't have to be like the structure of the Mishkan. The Tavnis of the clay Mikdash have to be like the Tavnis of the clay Mishkan. But the Etzem Mikdash, that doesn't have to be like the Mishkan. Now, according to our Yesod, the Din Meshicha is not just the Hechet Timtzi, how it's going to be holy, but rather it's the Mehusum Mitzus Bachefetz. It's part of the essential object. Ubimela, it's included in the Chein Tasu of Kitav Nisam. When we say the Tavnis has to be the same, that's included in Tavnis, the Meshicha, because the Tavnis is the Etzem Kli. What is the Etzem Kli? What is the form of the Etzem Kli? And part of the Etzem Kli is also that it's anointed. It has a Chalos Meshicha. So therefore the V'chein Tasu of Kitav Nisam is also going on Meshicha. And according to this, Farenfurt, Zwei Kashes from Tosfos that we mentioned in the previous shiur. Tosfos asks, why does the Etzem HaMikdash not require Meshicha like the Gemara asked about Kelim? Gemara said, why don't the Klei Mikdash require Meshicha? What about the Etzem Mikdash? Just like the Etzem Mishkan required Meshicha, so too the Etzem Mikdash should require Meshicha. And also, why don't the Kelim of the Mikdash require 71 a Kohen and a Navi like the Mishkan? And the answer is to the first kasha, is why do we not require a Meshicha of the Etzem structure of the Mikdash? And the answer is that what is Meshicha? Meshicha is part of the Tavnis. It's part of the Etzem Zach, the Etzem item. That's what gives it its form, its name, its status. It's not just a means, not just a Maisa Minui, a Maisa Hechsher, but rather it's part of the Etzem Metzius HaChepet. So the Mela, it's not a Kasha why we don't do Meshicha on the Mishkan. Because the Tavnisam, when we talk about the object itself, the form of the object, that's only a din in the Kalim. The Kalim of the Mikdash have to be the same as the Kalim of the Mishkan, but not the structure. The structure of the Mishkan is not the same as the structure of the Mikdash. And therefore the Meshicha as well is not going to be required in the Mikdash. And that's why the Mikdash doesn't require, the structure of the Mikdash doesn't require Mashiach. And the other kasha, why don't the Kalim of the Mikdash require 71, a Kohen and a Navi, like in the Mishkan? So we said there are two inyanim here. The second inyan we said is Tavnisam. Tavnisam is talking about the Kalim. How they become holy is the first V'chein Tasu, the first aspect of V'chein Tasu that we mentioned. And that is only referring to the structure. Once we already say that the one V'chein Tasu, Agabnei Tavnis, is only referring to the Kalim, so we see that there's a chalukah between the Kalim and the structure. So we can also say the din of how they become holy is referring only to the structure. So therefore the structure of the Mishkan required Ein Aleph, Kohen, and Navi. And therefore the structure of the Mikdash is also going to require Ayin, Aleph, Kohen, and Navi. But that has nothing to do with the Kalim. How you make the Kalim holy is not going to be a V'chein Tasu. It doesn't have to be done L'doros. So again, the kasha of Tosfos was that the Mikdash itself, the structure, should require Mashiach. But that structure requiring Mashiach is a din in the Mahus HaChefetz, in the Tavnis. And we said that that's only Kalim, not the structure. Only the Kalim have to be the same Tavnis. So we understand very well why the structure of the Mishkan doesn't require Mashiach. Because when we're talking about Ketavnisam, which is what the Mashiach is all about, the Mashiach relates to the Tavnis, to the Kli itself, that's only done in Kalim, not in the structure. And the other kasha of Tosfos, that the Kalim should require of the Mikdash, should require Ayin Aleph, Kohen, and Navi, like in the Mishkan, is also not difficult. Because just like we make a Chalukah by Ketavnisa, that it's only a din in the Kalim, how it becomes holy is only a din in the structure. That's the V'chein Tasu. So the Mishkan requires Bezin Shel Ayin Aleph, Kohen, and Navi, and the Mishkan Mikdash also. But not the Kalim. Tosfos understood differently. Tosfos, who asked the kasha, maybe they hold like the Ramban, that says that learns apparently that the din Mashiach is just a hechatimsi, like we mentioned earlier. How it's going to become mukshir l'maaseim. And therefore, Tosfos asks, so just like the Mishkan only becomes holy, it only has a hechsher through Mashiach, so too the Mikdash. Because Tosfos didn't learn like Rashi that Meshicha is related to Tavnisam. The Tavnisam is only a din in the Kalim, not in the structure. But when we're talking about Hechsher, both structures require the Hechsher of Beis and Shalai and Aleph Kohen and Navi. So according to that, Tosfos says, so then why don't we also require the same Hechsher of Meshicha, both by Kalim and by both by Mikdash and Mishkan? But Rashi is learning that it's not a din in the Hechsher. Rashi is learning that Meshicha is a din in the Tavnis, in the Mahusa Metzias Achefetz. And Tavnis only applies to Kalim. So it's really a question of how you understand what the Meshicha is accomplishing. So Baruch Hashem, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we've gone part of the Derech, and there's still a ways to go. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach to get there, and we should be zochem Mirtz Hashem, lilmod ulelamed, lishmor v'lasis ulekamet kol liris alma terosu v'yahava, amen v'amen, shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved.